of the work that you've done with the Hutchison effect, which levitation, of course, just is to me, that's something else. But also turning some of these metal samples transparent and then into jelly, of course, are equally astonishing because they change the properties of what those metals are. But of all the things that you've done, is there one there that even you continue to say was the most exciting of everything you did?
I think the time was so many events, so different and unique, like everything lifting off at one time. I would have to say perhaps seeing a 3-inch diameter stainless steel bar by 20 inches long turning around like a snake was pretty impressive. And the reason I'm hedging on the fence about that is because the invisibility factor appeared again with the whole building turning invisible, which sounds like a raving lunatic basically saying something to you like that, but it was confirmed by a real estate agent back in the 1988, 89, who actually was kind of angry because we had to get the lab insured. This is a new group from Boeing. And this agent came around, he said he was there was no building here, he saw no building, and we asked him over and over again, were you on the right street? There's an 88 food market with big red letters. Yes, I was here, he said, but there was just an empty lot. So my team, myself and I were scratching our heads just thinking, well, is it possible again? It seems to be confirmed by the Canadian government analysis of the tape that things turn transparent where you can see through them. Is it possible that the whole building turned transparent? I don't know. I can't. How can I prove it? Something like that. But it was quite a dramatic thing for all of us because the insurance guys thought we're crazy.
Well, it is difficult to prove something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for a whole building, that is, unless it was photographed and you had cameras set up and a scientific team, which normally that's the way we do things. But in this particular case, there wasn't that. There's no videos or video cameras or equipment around or scientists. So, one impressive thing about it, though, George, is that it seems to affect background radiation, where the field, when it's turned on, when it's not levitating or transforming metals, seems to repel the background radiation a bit to several counts per minute, to your normal 15 counts per minute. So I took my Geiger counter out and calibrated it, make sure it was working, and then I would walk away from the lab, leaving it running on its own, walk out, and the counts would start picking up again to 15, roughly 15, give or take. And then when I went back in the area, it was do that. And another major incident was a shaking telephone pole. That was kind of dramatic. I mean, we've done so many things during those 10 years, it's like, here's a shaking telephone pole that comes out of nowhere. And I was alone. I can't prove it. But this pole was going back and forth, and my instinct was some trucker, some vehicle got caught in a guy wire trying to back out of something here and doesn't realize he's taking the whole telephone pole around with him. And there's a bunch of people out there looking at it. I went out and looked, and I saw no traffic or anything there, and I thought it can't be. And the wires coming into the building were starting to do almost like a skipping rope effect. So I said, no way, this is silly. And I slammed the main breakers and all the machines went down and the pole stopped shaking. Again, I can't prove it with videos or witnesses unless I went back and tried to trace all the witnesses in the building next to me there. But
can this be used as a weapon, John?
As an e-weapon, yes. It can be used as a weapon, I'm sure.
Now, I've always heard that the United States had that already. Is that possible?
Yes, they have some types of artillery shells with RF that if you shoot these things out of a cannon, they send out an RF energy that knocks out sensitive electronics. Also, they have a unit that will transmit out a very powerful electromagnetic pulse, which knocks out sensitive electronics, too. I think the unit's mobile. It has a range of about, I think about 1,000 feet, maybe more now.
Now, have you been able to duplicate any of the equipment that was confiscated from you in the 80s?
Well, I was following... Sorry, George. Yeah, I was following a lot of the tech by going on the measurements I did, and was able to replicate a lot of the fields that were used at that time.